Roadside attraction, January 13th, 2019. Wake up, wake up, wake up, you sleepyhead.
From G.I. Gurdjieff. Now, today is Gurdjieff's birthday. Happy birthday, G. Now, he said, man is immersed in dreams. He lives in sleep. He is a machine. He cannot stop the flow of his thoughts. He cannot control his imagination, his emotions, his attention. He does not even see the real world. The real world is hidden from him by the wall of imagination.
And that's why it's inevitable that you have arrived at Roadside Attraction, a place where your many personalities can find the imagination, emotions, and attention they crave. We've got music, poetry, comedy, storytelling, a haunted algorithm, and me, a 2,000-pound groundhog. Get your tickets from Mark Jeffers. They're free, and he's right here.
Now, there's an article in the current Scientific American titled, It's All About Vibrations, Man. Seriously, Google it. Now, it deals with a new theory of consciousness called the resonance theory of consciousness. It defines consciousness as an exchange of information transmitted through vibrations. Anything that vibrates can be in the exchange. The list of things that vibrate includes everything, everywhere. Light is a vibration. And music is all vibration. Music is very important. It's a really big deal. But it has no stuff at all. It just makes other stuff vibrate. Now here, Windsor Knotts will show you what we mean.
Red Robin come bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts a throbbing his own sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh, be happy. Why should I feel blue when I'm walking through fields of flowers? The rain may glisten, but still I listen for just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When Red, Red Robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along. Play it, Rich.
Thank you for that, Windsor.
Well, you're more than welcome, Mark.
What was that song called?
That was called When the Red Red Robin Comes Bob Bob Bobbin Along.
Imagine that.
By Harry Woods.
Nice. Thank you, Windsor.
You're listening to Roadside Attraction, brought to you by Wee Guards Towing and Repair. If it's broke, we'll come and get it and try to fix it. And by...
the packing plant by the river. Our hot dogs taste like catfish liver.
Still the customers come.
God love them, they're dumb.
Through the open doors to the killing floors. Well, it's a ding, dang, dong. Gimme, dimme, gimme, gimme, dimme, gimme, gimme, dimme, jing.
Well, hi, howdy, and hey there. Y'all know me. I'm Dimmy Jean from down at the packing plant by the river. But hey, just because I work at the packing plant, that don't mean I'm special. We're all pretty much the same, you and me, and I'm sure you've had the experience that I'm having, which is your wife or girlfriend or main squeeze, your old lady, or heck, maybe he's a she, she's a he, and maybe he's a transgender lesbian, or anyway, they got a friend coming over for dinner and you're cooking, which is okay, but there's a problem, but we're going to take care of it. The problem is that his or her or their friend is one of them non-GMO, gluten-hating, kale-loving, vegan-eating professional women. She don't drink beer, she don't like NASCAR, she don't like you, she's lactose intolerant, and she thinks lacking football is proof of mental illness. She thinks meat is smelly and disgusting, and you can tell by the way that she looks at you that she figures you are too. So that's what I mean, you got a problem. But I, Dimmy Jean, have an answer. Just stop by the gas station on your way home from work and pick up a package of Dimmy Jean's All Fish Hot Dogs. That here is something that was dreamed up by the boy geniuses in the marketing department. We don't add no glucose, nor lactose, nor GMOs to those All Fish Hot Dogs. We use fantastic fresh ingredients that are available to us from the bountiful harvest of the river. I'm talking catfish and minnows and shiners and all kinds of dwellers and lurkers and sprinters, including bullheads and three-spined sticklebacks. Plus some canned salmon that we use to give that nice pink color like a good hot dog should have. And we wrap it all up in an edible plastic condom that makes it a nice, attractive package. One that will bite when you pop into it, just like a regular artisan hot dog gum. Hey, you know, maybe we want to rethink that. We don't want no hostile dinner guests thinking about biting into condoms. That's really not good marketing. But oh well, they're already in stores, so I pretty much got to tell you that they're really great until we run out of inventory. And really, the best part is that friend of yours. She's not going to be coming back over for dinner again after that. Well, anyway, you know our motto, make America eat meat again. And I'm talking to all Americans, whether they want to eat meat or not. And hey, don't worry, mostly we get them fish out of the river upstream from the dump tubes from the packing plant.
All fish hot dogs contain fish parts and byproducts and may cause revulsion, reverse digestion, itchy rash, greasy fever, and impairment of short-term memory. Missing person syndrome has been reported. Tell your doctor if you've been to a region known for airborne toxic events. Use of gloves is recommended. Dimmy Jean Products is not responsible. Period.
Gimme Dimmy, gimme gimme Dimmy, gimme gimme Dimmy Jean.
Now, see? That's a fine illustration. The fact that everything is in communication with everything else doesn't mean it's all good. There are some great ideas, some resonant voices that are so uplifting they can cause you to emit light. You've seen it. Yes, you have. And there are other very persuasive ideas that can turn you into a clump of mud lodged between the hooves of a goat. But you can tell one from another. Yes, you can. You know you can.
Alrighty then.
Now on stage now, on the big front porch, is Chris Blank. Take it away, Chris.
Thank you, Mark.
She warned me back when I was just a kid. Don't go running around slapping your mouth to everything. things your daddy did. See, I always told the truth until I started lying about you. Well, I simply told myself, must have made it up for fun. 'Cause every time you gave a sign, why my heart grow legs and run? Was I scared of the truth? Oh, why did I ever lie about my feelings for you? Well, it's like watching a scripted dream. A night, your hand brushed my hip, fall rolled in so thick, yet my heart took off in flight. See, I was scared of the truth. Oh, baby, why was I lying to myself about you? Beyond too late, so I called my girl up to help fill my cup. She said, girl, you messed with fate. She was preaching the truth. Oh, why did I ever lie about you? I was meant to lie about you. Thank you.
Now, folks, this is going really well. Now, there's a little bit of everything going on here today, and that's why we're here. Now, the roadside attraction is often mistaken for a rest stop, but the opposite is true. This is a place you go to wake up. Now, our culture tries to sell you things that help you sleep, but we never seem interested in helping you wake up.
Hey, wake up!
Now, things are different here at the roadside attraction. Here's a tool for wakefulness, the poetry of Paula Unrau.
I have a poem today that's not only about wintertime, but is also about waking up. It's called The Stillness of the Unprofligate God. Slant sun through tree trunks warns of coming cold. Boreal gods retreat underground like black bears and sap. Soon miracles will become scarce. Unlike the equatorial deity whose rotting fecundity produces signs and savage blooms from every dung pile, the boreal god is not profligate. Miracles will still occur, but at the grind of glaciers, and will be heralded by whale song heard only below the ice. We rest among the roots and pray for the blossoming of ice caps.
Attention, in 5 minutes at the big front porch, the red, red robin will come bob, bob, bobbing along. Wake up, wake up, wake up, you sleepyhead.
Well, all right, folks. Sharon Lane is setting up on the big front porch. Well, let's take a walk across the big front porch. Now, if you're awake, you'll love Sharon. She's the real thing. If you're not awake, it won't matter. Nothing else will matter either. Well, let's test that hypothesis. Here she is, Sharon Lane.
Hi. How's everybody? Mark, you're so kind to me. And I love it. I don't have a name for this. Stay awake. Don't rest your head. Watch the gift that slowly covers this ground. Don't lie upon your bed. Stay awake. Don't close your eyes. Come to the window, sweetheart, and look at the surprise. Gaze at the gift. Keep that picture inside your mind. Oh, go ahead and go to bed, my little sweetheart. Go ahead and lay your head down and dream about the morning with angels in the snow and diamonds in your eyes. Don't let the bed bugs bite you tonight. I'll see you in the morning, yes. Thank you.
Now, this podcast may last for a really, really long time. Now, it's hard to say what will happen to the internet or various storage devices, but I take comfort in knowing that Sharon Lane's vibrations will be able to shake your windows and rattle your walls for a long, long time to come. Now, thank you, Sharon. Now, she'll be back again later after this podcast for a live at Yellow Cab. Settle in just for a while.
You're listening to Roadside Attraction, recorded live at Yellow Cab Tavern in Dayton, Ohio. We were ground zero when it all went wrong, and then we were left out of the grand plans for recovery. Now we sing our own songs and dance any way we want to.
Now, folks, we have amazing talent just chilling on stage here. They've been providing transitions and punctuation. We call it traveling music. Now, let's turn them loose. Here are Matt Bianski, Red Baumgarten, Eric Reif, Rich Reuter, Marcia Cornwell, and Chris Blank.
Charge requests for gold and higher meaning. Oh, helpless, we shall carry on. Slave to culture, paraphernalia. So be not what you are, be today and own your fury. From beyond, with those who hold the keys to being. Tell me more. Oh, oh. Tell me more. Oh, oh. Tell me more. Let's begin. Sleep is not for now. Feet and make it happen. Invent your way to fall. Don't be afraid and never worry. And waste not what you say. All you do, all your feeling. With every breath you take, you feel the way. Feel the pleasure.
Thank you.
Mr.
Folks, I wanted to add that Hannah Peterangelo snuck on stage and helped with vocals on that one. Now, Matt, tell me about that song.
Oh, that's a Nasty Bingo song there.
Yes, it is.
It's called Begin, and it's about knowledge.
That's a great song, man. Thank you so much. Well, naturally enough, there's road running past the roadside attraction. Now, this road goes on forever.
And the party never ends.
Well, maybe, but we don't serve lunch here. But the party's always good. Now, the road does go through Charleville. Let me show you what I mean. Here's Scott Millsop.
This is the Charleville Report. Today, giant garage sale. It was a beautiful day outside, and it was such a good, quiet day at Max Barbershop that I was forced to entertain myself by spinning around in my barber chair and looking at old pictures. I found an old batch of pictures in a drawer in a very messy back room that late Uncle Mac left me, but even that turned out to be not much fun. It was just a 2-inch thick stack of pictures that turned out to be an insurance inventory series. Just dozens of poorly composed and indifferently lighted photos of everything in the barbershop. Most of it was long gone. I mean, we're talking pictures of boxes of combs. Yikes, it was dull. So I went for a drive on this beautiful day, and I saw a sign that had an arrow pointing up the street and said, "Everything must go." Driving further down the block, I was surprised to see that the sign referred to a garage sale being held at the very nice home of my old bachelor friend, Uday. I had not seen him in a long time, and I felt a tinge of guilt that I had neglected our friendship. I noticed that there was a realtor's sign in his yard and a strip attached to it that said, "Sold." I stopped along the road among the other cars parked there, and I waved to Uday, and he came to greet me as I got out of my car. "Hello, my friend. It is good to see you. Please, come inside. We will have some tea. If the teapot is still here, everything must go. Please, take anything you like for yourself. No money between friends. Everything must go." Now, that was very peculiar. Uday was well established in Charlestown. He's a longtime Charlie, and he has a solid career as a counselor and an administrator in a nearby city. He is a representative of the international community on numerous board of directors. I had always known him to be meticulous and scholarly, somber and determined. He had a passion for learning and an insatiable curiosity. He was a knowledgeable collector of beautiful objects, particularly stone carvings and delicate porcelains, which he carefully displayed with pride in his home. But now they were arrayed on tables in his driveway, and he was saying to strangers, "Yes, it is a beautiful piece. I hope you will enjoy it. Please, just take it. No money." People were marching into his yard like ants, carrying away his treasures while he smiled. If I knew Uday to have a fault, it was only a professional one in that he sometimes became too deeply involved in his helping role, and he took burdens upon himself, and sometimes became frustrated when he could not reach his clients. He always let them take too much from him. When I saw what was happening, I thought he had gone too far. "Uday," I said, taking him by the arm and leading him off to a corner of the yard. "Do you know what you're doing here?" "No, my friend. For the first time in a very long time, I do not know what I am doing. Do you like that small statue? It is exquisite and ancient, but it has gone unnoticed." I said, "Wait a second, stop this. You're going too far with something. Did something happen?" "Let me explain this. You must not worry. Nothing has happened. But I understand now that I must allow something to happen. Like you, I was thinking that life is the sum of experience, and through discipline, we might create ourselves and determine our fates. But we may be changed by fortune or misfortune. We may react without reasoning. So you think something happened to make me give away what I have worked for. But I am telling you this, nothing happened. But something which should have happened did not happen. When a child is born, it begins to breathe. It takes milk from the mother's breast. The mother makes the milk. They are together. Life is continued. Neither of them learned this. They awakened to this.
A child can understand language before it can speak. Before it can speak, it awakens to the possibility of speaking. There are many examples. Childhood is a time of many awakenings. Reading, tasting, running, competition and cooperation. Later, there are other awakenings. We awaken into sexuality. We awaken into responsibility. We awaken into spirituality. We become ourselves. Or perhaps we don't. Do you remember the feeling? Maybe you were in your 20s. Do you remember the feeling that life went on forever and nothing could happen to you? There may have been a feeling that something wonderful was about to happen. And you waited. But then it did not happen. After a young lifetime of awakenings, here was another wonderful awakening about to happen. It should be better than all of the rest. But it did not happen. And there were no more great awakenings. I know from your eyes that it did not happen. You contented yourself with what you had. But it was a poor contentment. You worked to improve yourself. But you said to yourself, is this all? Is there nothing more? It is the same everywhere you look. It is in all the eyes you see. You see the finite, the process, the great weight of living. There is bewilderment and disappointment. The awakening did not occur. And we are so much less than we are. Something that should have happened did not happen. I believe it is because we did not allow it to happen. It did not happen to me, my friend, but now I must try to allow it to happen. That is all I know. I believe there is something that we learn in the way we live that prevents our awakening, and so I will unlearn. I am thinking now that maybe the sum of our experiences that we have together become these poor selves. I am thinking now that maybe we only subtract from a greater possibility. What remains is the sum of ourselves. There is a great deal to unlearn. So I want you to take the small statue, my friend. It is very old and very beautiful. It has a remarkable history, but I am not going to tell it to you because I do not want you to think that if you know the history, you know the statue. It is not the name of the person who made it that is important, nor the price that was paid for it, nor the place that it was made. If you wish to know the beauty and passion that it contains, you must receive it directly from the statue. Do you see it? It is there. Do you see?
Well, all right, folks. If it's all about the vibrations, man, then we've heightened the moment and brightened the future, which is a good use of, 40 minutes or so. It's time for us to be bobbing along. Now, the Gurdjieff vibration is 384 hertz. The law of accident probably brought you here, but you can leave intentionally. That's the plan, anyway. Live, love, laugh, and be happy. Wake up, wake up, wake up, you sleepyhead.
Our guide has gone. The program is ending. This kind of thing has happened before. I'd say it's nothing to be concerned about, but there's already too much false reassurance out there. Instead, let's recognize where we are and where we're going. We'll get to who, how, and why some other time. A special thank you to the Yellow Cab Tavern for hosting the IRL version of Roadside Attraction, and to Tara Moore. See Tara for beer and pretzels. Do so frequently, and tell your friends. Mark Sheppers is our coach and reference point. Thank you, Mark. Windsor Knox is our musical director, stage manager, sound tech, and center of gravity. Our featured performers today were the great Sharon Lane, players from Mini Bingo, Matt Byansky, and Brian Baumgartner, a.k.a. Red. Windsor Knox and Hannah Peterangelo came bobbing along. The Roadside Band is Rick Reuter, Eric Wright, Chris Blank, and Marcia Cornwell. They're whipping up good vibrations. Scott shifting personalities, he was also Dimmy Jean, and then he filed a report from Charlieville. Mala Oon Rao is our resident poet. Sounds like a good gig, but residing at Roadside Attraction leads to elephant ears and corn dogs. Jeff Ops set up sound. He walks softly. He does not carry a big stick. Doesn't need one. Charlie Parker brought us lights and sound and post-production services. He is visitor 29. I'm Molly Millsap, voice of the 2,000-pound groundhog. And I know some really great people have had this job before me. But hey, I'm here now, and it's all good. Roadside Attraction.